Marianne, Marianne Scarpa, Skarpa, 615-67. Today's 10:31. Happy Halloween, by the way. This is a 56-year-old woman who comes in with cough, congestion, yellow phlegm. She thinks she might have the COVID. She's really been vaccinated against COVID. Her husband has COVID. She's tested a few times at home, but they've all been negative. Period. New paragraph. She is a smoker. She does drink alcohol, and she's concerned that may be causing her to have COVID infection and or pneumonia. Period. New paragraph. When she arrived, she had a blood pressure of 170, sobering of 111. Pulse of 62, or true SAD was 95%, 98.4, 16, and 62 pulse. Patient received clonidine, and the blood pressure was rechecked, period. In a paragraph, 6 months ago when she was driving, she had an episode where she got dizzy, legs went numb. She ended up in the emergency room. Her blood pressure was quite elevated, echocardiogram. Cardiac workup was negative. Seen a cardiologist, had a stress test, which was also negative. I was given no medication, no statin. She gets blood work on regular. Yes, sit down and take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. She takes no statin, only takes thyroid after part of her thyroid was removed because of cancer years ago, period. New paragraph. She also had 2009 breast cancer, and at that time she had lumpectomy, chemo, and radiation, and has been followed up by her oncologist, period. In the paragraph, her colonoscopy was scheduled this week, but since her husband is sick, that's been postponed, period. In the paragraph, social smokes, drinks, we talked about smoking, she's not interested in quitting smoking, maintenance as above, up to date. Last period, 2010, has two children and two grandkids. Surgery, lumpectomy, breast, thyroidectomy, and total hysterectomy and C-section. Medical problems, cancer, breast cancer, and history of hypothyroidism, status post-removal. Medication level thyroxine, 125 microgram once a day. By the way, TSH has been checked regularly, and it's within normal limits along with other labs, including cholesterol. COVID immunization, none. Family history, she doesn't know much about her dad, her mom. Her mom has had possible hypertension, but she's not for sure. But doesn't know much about her father. He died of an accident, though, is all she knows. Allergy, iodine, and peanuts. I said that, didn't I? Then review of system, dizziness, increased blood pressure as before, history of breast cancer, cough, congestion. The weight has been stable at 199. Blood pressure has been stable at home. She's been checking her blood pressure. Oh, by the way, she did take... her blood pressure is, she did take over-the-counter cough and cold medication, which may have affected her blood pressure, and she has gained 10 pounds and has had some dizziness, arm pain, leg pain, which has been going on for some time, and no nausea, some nausea, but no vomiting and no diarrhea. Exam, 199, up 10 pounds, 95 to 98%, 98.4, 16, 62, 177 over 111. Heart positive to lungs, fever, bronchi, TMs are red, push to appendix is red, and inflamed, blood's gone on focal, skin shows no rash. Leg X-ray shows a trace edema. Chest X-ray shows no evidence of pneumonia. Heart does not appear to be enlarged. Assessment, number one, bronchitis, number two, sinusitis, number three, pharyngitis, number four, rosefenogram now, next one is Decadron, 8 milligram now, next one is Z-Pack, next one is Medrol dose pack, next one is... hypothyroidism, TSH up to date, next one is continue with level of thyroxine, next one is breast cancer, status post 10 years of tamoxifen, next number under care of oncologist, next one is colonoscopy is coming up, what did you get? 171. Blood pressure is 171 over 101 after receiving clonidine. I'm going to put her on lisinopril 20 milligram once a day. I explained to her that she needs to check her blood pressure on a regular basis, and we'll see her next week or so, and we can taper that off if she doesn't need it. The blood pressure increase may be related to A, increased weight, B, genes turning on because of getting older, C, her smoking and atherosclerosis, D, family history, and E, because of her use of over-the-counter medication, and all have been addressed one by one. Next number, as far as her dizziness is concerned, related to her sinus infection, her TMs look clear. Oh, I'm sorry, her TMs are red. Her echocardiac ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, no evidence of significant PVD noted in the lower extremity. Next number is lose weight. Next number is avoid salt. Next number is stop smoking. Next number, will only take coricidin, C-O-R-I-C-I-D-N, HPP for any cough or congestion. Next number, check blood pressure daily. Next number, bring blood pressure back next week. Now I'm going to talk to her. Next number, soft tissue shows lymphadenopathy. Next number, thyroid is status post-removal, small thyroid amount, thyroid left. Next number, renal Doppler study shows no evidence of vascular hypertension. Next one is status post-hysterectomy. Next one is echocardiogram shows no change. And liver does not appear to be does not appear to be fatty. And the carotid stenosis shows no significant change from 2 years ago. Thank you.